Welcome back to the Focus Show. I want to stay with our spring summer theme today. And the grass, thankfully, is finally starting to green up. It's time to start thinking about our lawns and gardens. And I just love, for me, sitting back in our backyard with my wife in the summertime, surrounded by beautiful flowers and green grass and trees. Let's welcome our next guest who can talk to us about some early spring gardening tips. That would be Tim Travis, the partner of Goldner Walsh Garden and Home in Pontiac. Hello, Tim.
Hey, how you doing?
I am great. How are you today?
Chilly.
Agreed. We're not happy about that, but it is what it is.
No, not at all.
It is what it is. So, Tim, you and I were talking the other day about Goldner Walsh's rich history that dates all the way back to 1890. Tell us about that.
Well, actually, there's two parts of that. 1890 is actually the history of our location. It's the oldest greenhouse in Michigan. We're in the located in the historic district of Pontiac. We have greenhouses, garden store, flower shop, and then the landscape nursery part, which is a core part of our business. And we actually have 12 acres here. People don't realize that right in the historic district. The history of Goldner Walsh actually dates back to 1953. Al Goldner was the founder, and we're the longest running landscape company in Oakland County and for 73 years. And my history starts in 1980 when I was still in college. So there's a lot of history with the business, with our location, and the industry. For those who don't know Al Goldner, he was a legend in the industry. He was the guy that brought there all the interesting plants that you now see as more common, but he was the first guy to do that in this area. So quite the horticultural legend.
Tim, it is April 1st. We know Mother Nature can fool us sometimes, and I've got some bets with some buddies of mine. We're going to see some snow again, a little bit, hopefully not too much, but for now, I was picking up some sticks over the weekend in our gardens, and I noticed my gardens are starting to slowly wake up. So to our listeners, tell us some things we should be doing for our gardens here in the early spring.
Well, it is April Fool's Day, and Mother Nature has a way of fooling us every once in a while. But Mother Nature also has its own way of dealing with it. It's warm. It was in the 60s a little while ago. Now it's going down in the 30s. And what's popping up in the ground are the daffodils and other plants just waking up from the long, long cold winter. And this was one of the coldest winters on record. But things to look for, right now is a great time to do a little bit of cleanup in the garden. You said you were out picking up sticks. Mm-hmm. Well, we've had a lot of winds that's created that problem. But some things I would do now is if you have any old ornamental grasses that are probably just brown leaves right now, this is the perfect time to be cutting them right back down as close to the ground as you can, because you want to prevent the new growth that's trying to pop out with this warm temperature growing through the old growth, you know, the old leaves. You don't want to have to cut the new growth when you cut back the old stuff.
Yes,
so right
yes.
now is the perfect time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about the daffodils or other things that are starting to pop out of the ground, because the ground is actually a lot warmer than the air. So even if we get a snow or some cold temperatures, most likely it's not going to be an issue with those plants, because they've accommodated for the temperature. Other things to look at are a lot of people see a lot of old hydrangea flowers on their bushes.
Yes.
This is the time to prune back the hydrangeas. You might actually have to wait a little longer because it still hasn't been warm enough long enough. People have a tendency to cut their hydrangeas all the way back to the ground or real close to the ground in the fall, and actually that's the wrong time to do it. Right now is the right time to do it. But you just look at the stems, you'll see some buds starting to pop out, and you want to wait till they really start popping out so you can see where there's dieback from the winter. Every winter there's a little bit of dieback on the hydrangeas, So that's why you want to wait till now or maybe a week from now to see where the buds are popping out, and then just prune above that. And that will also clean up the old flowers that might still be there. One other plant that's commonly asked about is roses. Again, roses should never be pruned in the fall. It's a common practice, but not recommended. And you're going to start seeing some little leaves starting to pop out on the roses. And again, roses have a tendency to get some dieback from the cold winter. So what you want to do based on how much you want to prune it, but I don't recommend pruning roses way down to the ground, because it takes a lot for them to recover to grow all new branches. Just prune it back a little bit, maybe even no more than a third of the height, because you don't want them you don't want to prune off all the good flower buds. Now, when you're looking at a stem of a rose, look at where the buds are. They're all around the stem. So you want to prune just above a bud that's facing away from the plant, because what that's going to do, it's going to encourage that top bud to grow away from the plant. Roses tend to get really twiggy and really tight. So it's important to have more of an open form on them, because you want good airflow and light going through them, and that substantially reduces any mildew or other problems. But again, this is a good time to do that. And basically, if there's any other bushes like burning bush and stuff that you want to prune to make them smaller, this is a good time to do it as well, because you can see the branching. And pretty much use the same principles as far as pruning, so that you're opening up and having a more open, natural feel, and that will make you be able to bring the whole plant down smaller if you want. But it's a great time. It's not
It
great
does
when
sound
it's
like a good
30
time.
degrees.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not a great time in but people forget. They forget that they think that spring starts when it's 70 degrees consistently, but it's really now. And the more you can do now, when it's easier to do it, the way better you are off for the rest of the season to enjoy the landscape.
What about lawn care? Should I be throwing some grass seed down in bare spots or wait a little bit?
Actually, this is a perfect time also, because it's cool and we tend to get more rain and everything. Grass seed actually prefers germinating in cool temperatures. And what I would do is just kind of rake the dead areas and sprinkle the grass seed on there, not too heavy, just a light, like chicken feeding. And if it's a pretty big area, I would also recommend covering it with straw, only because it's bird food otherwise.
Yes.
And it's a good thing to do. There's also a good grass seed starter fertilizer, which also is beneficial. It's a granular product. You can just kind of spread on top of the grass seed to help feed it. Right now, everything is just waking up, and they sometimes need a little extra nutrition just to help those roots and plants pop that all new green growth. It's just a little beneficial.
Well, Tim, yeah, you've given us some terrific tips to get us going here in the early spring so we can all enjoy our lovely lawns and flowers and trees coming up later this summer. So, really quick, where can people find Goldner Walsh? Where in Pontiac?
So we are on Orchard Lake, 559 Orchard Lake. We are actually between Telegraph and Woodward. We're 1 mile on either side. It's actually in the historic residential area, but this greenhouse again dates back to 1890, and that's kind of what you see in the front. What you don't see is all the property in the back. There was originally a cut flower production greenhouse, which is tremendous history. And when Golden Watch moved here in 1980, which is my first summer working here, the greenhouses have been abandoned for 15 years. So it's been transformation. But we're right in Pontiac. We're right literally in the bullseye of Oakland County. So very easy to get to. And obviously, we have a website. And if you want some fun garden information, I have a little section called Tim Talks. And you can see some of my garden segments that have a little humor added in to learn. So that's another source for information.
Well, thanks for spending some Tim Talk time with us here on WJR, and we appreciate it. We're going to come out and take a look at your beautiful facility in 12 Acres. Thanks again, Tim Travis, partner at Goldner & Walsh. Go visit him in Pontiac. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you. It was great talking to you. Enjoy.
Likewise. Stay with us, folks. We've got one more segment. You're listening to WJR AM 760.